We're going to go ahead and start this morning as people are coming up and coming in. We just want to ask y'all to join us. Let's all stand. We're just going to go to the Lord and do Amazing Grace this morning as we open up. Need y'all to help me. Just sing out. Just praise the Lord. God is great. beautiful way to start off our day, just knowing that through His amazing grace and His love for you and I, that we just, God's just given us this beautiful morning, this opportunity we have to gather together in His name, and in His name, because it's not First Pentecostal. It's not about us, it's all about Him. I know y'all see that slogan so many times, but it's so true. It's not just something cute that somebody thought up. It's from our heart. Love to have y'all with us this morning. So glad to see you. To all our visitors and all those that we haven't seen in a while, let's just give everybody a hand clap. Praise God. Make yourself at home. We're here to worship the Lord. Praise God. And we're going to go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer. There are a lot of situations, a lot of needs. And I know as we see through our text blast and our prayer box and those spoken and unspoken prayer requests, there's so many situations. It's going around right now with sickness and those that are going through procedures. Those are waiting on results from tests. There's so many other things, but we're just going to turn it all over to God.
Thank you.
Y'all agree this morning? If you have a prayer request, just show by the raising of your hand. We just want to release it to God this morning. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we love and praise you. Lord, we thank you for this beautiful day you've given us, this opportunity you've given us to gather in your house and in your name. Dear Lord, as we stand in unity this morning, may we be in one mind and one accord. Lord, ready to receive your word, dear Lord, ready to receive the blessings that you have for us, but most of all, dear Lord, ready to release our all to you. Lord, we ask you to minister to us, to touch. Dear Lord, you see the hands that are raised. Lord, you know the situations, the depths of our heart, those spoken and unspoken. Lord, you know them even before we do. Lord, we're asking you to heal, to mend, to protect, to provide. Lord, there's so many situations that only you know. And, Lord, we're asking you now, Lord, for those that have lost loved ones, those that are struggling right now. Lord, those empty chairs that are here this morning, Lord, we ask you just to touch those families, those that aren't able to be with us. And, Lord, also those that are watching online, dear Lord, as they write down their prayer requests and their needs, dear Lord, may they feel your holy presence. Lord, touch their bodies, dear Lord, heal. Lord, for those in the assisted living and nursing homes, dear Lord, we're asking you to be with them. There's so many that would rather be here with us this morning. But, dear Lord, we give you all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Amen. Let's give him another hand clap of praise. Well, we're going to double dose you. Get you a chance just to get your mind off everything. Turn to page 212 in your hymnal. It's going to be Keep on the Firing Line. Praise the Lord. Just worship with us this morning. Just let the Lord, just minister to you. But listen, release it.
Yeah.
may be seated if you can. Just as we sing this morning, y'all sound great. Y'all ready for church, aren't you? Amen. It's so good to have y'all with us this morning. You know, I just want to keep telling you how great our God is. And as you think about all those many blessings and all the praise reports and everything that God's done for you, He'll continue if you just put your hope and your faith in Him and everything that you go through. Well, we're going to go ahead and take up the morning offering. I don't have any announcements. Do we have anything pending?
All right.
Well, praise the Lord. We're just going to go ahead and take up the offering this morning and ask y'all to just continue with the Spirit of the Lord and just let Him just bless and continue the service this morning. Praise God. Brother Luke, would you ask the Lord to bless our morning offering, please? Yes, Lord. Amen.
Can see, I guess, we are missing a whole lot of our choir today, but we're still going to sing. So y'all just join in and sing with us.
Take these hands and lift them up, for I have not the strength to praise you near enough, for I have nothing, I have nothing without you. And take my voice and pour it out. Let it sing the songs of mercy I have found. For I have nothing, I have nothing without you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And all my soul. To cover me so all the world. body and build it up. May it be broken as an offering of love. For I have nothing, I have nothing without you.
Thank you, Jesus, on this earth, and let it glorify all that you are worth. For I am nothing, I am nothing without.
Daniel, what do you have to say? The
talk to God in prayer. Well, I thanked him for his blessings. Yes, Lord. But most of all, I thank God for all he's done.
Somebody ought to testify. Oh, somebody ought to testify.
I said,
for God I'll live, for God I'll die. Somebody ought to testify.
Well, the Hebrew boys, they can testify how God took out the heat in that fiery fire. Come here, Daniel, what do you have to say? The lines were made of pillars for my head to lay.
Somebody ought to testify. Oh, somebody ought to testify.
I said,
for God I'll live, for God I'll die. Somebody ought to testify. Oh, somebody ought to testify. Oh, somebody ought to testify.
I said,
for God I'll live, for God I'll die.
I said,
for God I'll live, for God I'll die.
Oh, for God I'll live,
for God I'll die.
Somebody ought to testify. Somebody ought to testify.
Somebody ought to tell how good God is. Amen. Somebody ought to tell where God's brought them from. Somebody ought to tell how God is still in the healing business. You believe that? Amen. Give the Lord praise this morning. Somebody. We will. Amen. We'll go. I'm not singing. I'm testifying. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. Church, I got to remind you, the world's depending too much on the wisdom of man. It's got folks upset. It's got folks scared. It's got folks afraid of what the promises of God has told us. Come on, how many of you, brother, believe what the Word says than what man says? Hallelujah. We're glory. Had I believed what man said, our 43-year-old son would not have reached age for school age. That's what they told us. Three professional doctors told us that. Take him home. Enjoy him while you can. See, children with this severity rarely, if ever, reach the age of school age. And you know how the flesh is. It kind of puts a little doubt or seed of doubt in your heart. But God had already assured me with that scripture, 1 Corinthians 2 and 5. Before I ever went to the doctor on a Wednesday, Tuesday night, he opened the Bible, or I opened the Bible, and he let me see that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. 1 Corinthians 2 and 5. The next day, we were listening to what three professionals were telling us of doom and gloom. But you know what? We took it one day at a time. He's about to celebrate his 44th birthday. Somebody ought to testify. Amen. Well, glory to God. Do G. Do F. Sometimes I get to feeling kind of sad when I think about the trouble that we know. Will some say this? Some say that. I don't know which way to go. But then I fall on my knees and begin to pray. Cause I know the Lord, he's gonna brighten my day. I don't put my faith in the wisdom of man. I put it in the power of God. Well, old Joe, he was a havin'. All of his trials, he didn't know the reason why. And even Joe's little wife was worrying him, just turn your back on God, die. Oh, but Job, he took a hold of the hand of God, and he looked at her so hard. He didn't put his faith in the wisdom of man. He put it in the power of God. Well, put your faith in the power of God. Let him have his way. Why don't you turn that old burden over to him? It doesn't matter what man might say. And when it seems like you can't take another step, you know the Lord's right there waiting to help. Don't put your faith in the wisdom of man. Put it in the power of God. Well, put your faith in the power of God. Let God have his way. Why don't you turn that old burden over to him? It doesn't matter what man might say. And when it seems like you can't take another step, you know the Lord's right there waiting to help. Don't put your faith in the wisdom of man. Put it in the power of God. Don't put your faith in the wisdom of man. Put it in the power of God. How many believe that this morning? Glory. Well, praise God. I said praise God for his greatness, for his mercy endureth forever. Good to see you this morning. Let all of our visitors know how welcome they are and how much we love them. Amen. We're so glad that you came into the house of the Lord to worship with us this morning. Do we have any blessed folks in the house this morning? Put your hands together for Jesus, for his mercy, for his blessings. Amen. Go with me, if you would, to the book of St. Mark in the 8th chapter, beginning with verse number 31. Somebody say, God is good. Come on, say it like you mean it. God is good. God is good. Even in all of the badness, God is still good. Reading from the book of St. Mark, beginning in the 31st verse of the 8th chapter. Thank you for standing. And he, Jesus, began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected of the elders, and of the chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. And he spake that saying openly, or frankly. And Peter took him and began to rebuke him. But when he had turned about and looked on his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, Get thee behind me, Satan, for thou savorest to love not the things that be of God, but the things that be of man. And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Can we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, how thankful we are, God, for this opportunity, for the desire that you've given us to gather here this morning. God, for each and every soul that's here. Father, I pray that you would just open up that window of heaven. Pour out of your anointing, pour out of your blessing upon this congregation. Humbly ask, God, that you would touch and anoint these lips of clay. God, use this vessel as you see fit. Speak to us that you would have us to hear, that we might be submissive and obedient to your word and to your will. Father, we do remember many of our congregation. Many people are suffering today. Many are sick. Many are afflicted. Father, we continue to pray, God, for their welfare. Reach out right now. Touch them. Anoint them. Strengthen and heal their bodies. Father, I pray right now that you would just bless us with your Spirit. God, help us to lay aside every weight right now, God, and be attentive to what you would have us to hear today. And we'll be careful to give you praise, to give you honor, and to give you glory. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. One more hand clap for Jesus. You may be seated, church. Amen. This morning, I want to bring a message, an old message. He's thankful for the old paths. He's thankful that the Word never changes. The Word's not going to change for me. The Word's not going to change for you. We better change for the Word. Amen. The Word's been the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Amen. It's not going to change for us. We need to be submissive and obedient to the Word of God. Amen. We know the Word of God. We've been taught the Word of God for years and years and years. He knows it's time to obey it. Listen, world, it's time to get in your Word. It's the time to get in the Word of God and know what God would have us to do in this day and hour. But I want to preach this message entitled, Love Not the World. Love Not the World. The Bible says that Jesus spoke openly and frankly, telling these disciples, his closest followers, and even the crowd that was around him exactly what his mission was on earth was. Now we know Jesus went about healing. Thank God for that. He's still healing today. Can I get a testimony? If you've ever been healed, come on, give the Lord praise. He's still teaching. He's still speaking to us. But his primary purpose to come to this earth was as the sacrificial Lamb of God for salvation for mankind, for you and for me. Had it not been for the blood of Jesus, then we would have been on our own and on our own merit and our own ability to keep the Ten Commandments and the statutes and precepts of God. But Jesus began to teach his disciples again and again, telling them that he would not be with them always in the form of flesh, that he would be ridiculed, that he would be despised, that he would be rejected. Finally, he would be killed, but he followed that up, I will arise in 3 days. It didn't set well. The disciples had a hard time accepting the word of the Lord. In my time of ministry, and even a confession of my own, sometimes it is very difficult to accept the word of God. Sometimes it doesn't set well with our flesh. But how many knows it's instrumental to the Spirit? How many knows it's needful to the Spirit to be submissive and obedient to the word of God and to the will of God? But God doesn't always speak exactly what we want to hear. Can I get an amen? Sometimes his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are much higher, and his ways are higher than ours could ever be. But we need to learn to walk in his ways. His disciples loved him. Naturally, they were with him. Many of them were with him constantly during his time of ministry. They grew a wonderful, loving relationship. The last thing they wanted to hear was that he was going to be killed or beaten and finally have to die. They wanted him with them. Once you have Jesus with you, come on, amen, you don't want to be without him. I don't go anywhere without him. I don't want to get up and say, Lord, you said take it easy today. I'm going to take it on my own. I can't do that. I need him with me every hour, every moment of every day. Can I get a witness? Amen. How many is thankful that Jesus is within us through his Spirit? Peter especially, it didn't set well with him. And the Bible says he rebuked Jesus. No, not so. Not so. And, you know, this is where many times we think that the Lord is so harsh when he turns to Peter and says, Satan, get thee behind me. I want you to understand, he was not calling Peter Satan. But he said, Peter, your mind is on the world and not on the will of God. And the prince of darkness and the prince of this world will try to sway you from the word and from the will of God. And that's so, church, whether we realize it or not. Just because we're born again, filled with the Spirit of the Lord, amen, got full of the Holy Ghost, doesn't mean that Satan's still not going to try to come at us with every tool that he has in his arsenal. Jesus recognized right off what that spirit was. That spirit was the desire of the world. Jesus often alluded to the fact in the Word of God. that you can't serve the world and serve God too. Amen. One is going to be your master. Which one will that be? Unfortunately, today, a great number of people are being led by the spirit of the world. They're being swayed by popular opinion, political correctness, if you will, and what the desires of the flesh want, as opposed to what the desires of the spirit needs. One of the greatest obstacles that you and I are ever going to have as a child of God is to keep our flesh under subjection. It's an ongoing situation. Amen. Oh, it'd be great if, say, flesh, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. You'll never tempt me anymore. But as long as we are in this body of flesh, we're going to have that constant battle with goodness and evil, with light and darkness, with spirit and with flesh. But I got news for you. Greater is He. Come on, somebody. I said, greater is He that is within you than he that is in the world or he that comes against you. The disciples had difficulty accepting this. But Jesus recognized immediately what that spirit was. And He turned to Peter. He said, get thee behind me, Satan. Get thee behind me, Satan. How many knows we still need to pray that prayer today? We still need to rebuke Satan in the name of Jesus. Just for your information, you can tell Satan all day long, get thee behind me in the name of First Pentecostal Church, and he will pay absolutely no attention to you. And he'll continue to buffet you and cause disturbance in your life. You can even say, my pastor Eddie Allen said, rebuke you in the name of Eddie Allen, and he'd probably just laugh at you. How many knows there is a name that's greater than every name? How many knows, hallelujah, there is the Son of God who came, amen, to deliver us, amen, to fill us with His Holy Spirit, to be a constant abode, to give us power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon us, power over the wickedness of the world, to be able to rebuke Satan in the name that is above all names, in the name of Jesus. The Bible says he will have to flee from you. Man. Then I want us to understand. Many times the scripture paints a picture of worldly riches and material gain. Can I suggest to you that God himself is not necessarily against worldly gain or riches, or wealth. Many of the great patriarchs of the Old Testament were very wealthy. But if you read history, they did not let that impede their service unto the Lord. They kept it in the right perspective. They put God first. How many knows we still need to put God first in every avenue of our life? But worldly acclaim, material gain, and even riches can turn people's affection from God to the things of the world. And I will also suggest to you, this probably doesn't happen overnight, but it happens over a period of time, a process, if you would. We begin to put our faith and trust in what we have, in our own ability, in what we're made to produce or gain in this world, rather than being dependent on God. The story has it that our grandparents on the Allen side of the family were very dependent on God. Not because they were any holier than anybody else, but story has it that that's all they had. They didn't have the luxury of running to Walmart or Walgreens. They didn't have the luxury of getting in an automobile and taking off to the doctor. Many times when sickness came into their family, the first resource that they had was the power of Almighty God. God never let them down. They believed in healing. They believed in miracles. They believed that God could put food on your table. If you've never had God to intercede when nothing else works, you may not know what I'm talking about. But if all you got to depend on is God, God will make a way whenever there seemeth no way. But by and by, we became a society that wanted God in our life, just not first and foremost in our life. We begin to depend on other things. And then if other things didn't work, we finally gave it to God, when in fact we should give it to God first. So in my way of thinking and in my way of discerning the scripture, Jesus was not just talking about riches or material gain. I believe he was talking about something much deeper. A mindset, if you would. A need and a desire for the world and the worldly things and worldly thinking. Let me tell you that the world doesn't think like God's people thinks. You can tell it in conversations. You can see it when you say, well, I'm going to trust the Lord for it. And you'll get a look of suspicion. Like, and really sometimes they absolutely feel sorry for Christians. Bless his heart. He's so ignorant. He's so unlearned that he's going to trust the Word of God over science. Let me tell you something. Before science, I am. Before medicine, I am. Before motors, I am. Glory to God. Before doctors could be on the earth, I am. I am is the man of God. He is God. Amen. He was the very beginning, and he is still all powerful today as he ever was. But I'm afraid that the world has a different set of values than what God's values are. And we understand that. If you're a child of God, you know that you're a square peg trying to fit in a round circle. You don't have things in common with the world today. We can be in the world and just not of the world. We have to exist. We have to work. We have to make a living. Have to shop at the same place the world does. We have to do all of those things. But how many knows that there's something that is within us that makes us identify not as of the world, amen, but of the heavenly kingdom? How many is glad to be a child of the King? Glory to God. Know where you're going when you leave this world. But there is a way of thinking. There is a way of operating. There is a way of processing things that the world does differently than a true child of God ought to. We can be in the world. We're not supposed to fall in love with the world. We're not supposed to adopt the ways of the world. We are a peculiar people. That don't mean we're weird. That means we're chosen. Hallelujah. Not because I'm anything, but because he's everything. Amen. I am nothing. He's all my Lord, my Savior. Amen. And he loved me enough to choose me and to pick me up out of the miry pit of sin and dust me off. Amen. And set my feet on a solid rock and then establish my goings. How many is thankful that God establishes our steps and our goings? Jesus recognized this kind of thinking, Peter. It's not godly thinking. It's not pleasing unto the Father. You're leaning to the knowledge of the world. You're getting caught up in the mindset of the world. And then Jesus began to talk about whoever's going to follow me. You have to deny yourself. Doesn't mean you have to deny yourself of everything. Just deny those things, man, that are jeopardizing your walk with God. Lay them aside. Ask God to help you, to deliver you, amen, to fill you with such His love and Spirit that you won't desire the things of the world. When I say things, we need things. God has amply blessed us with the ability to have things. How many is thankful for things? But can I tell you, don't worship them things. Don't put them things before God. Everything that you have as a child of God, you need to understand that was given to you and blessed by you by God Himself, and be thankful for those things, but don't let those things become your gods or in place or before your God. Love not the world. But I got to share with you. I own a piece of real estate that I've never seen. I understand it's beautiful. I understand it's a special place in a special neighborhood. I understand there's no darkness there. There's no gloom. There's no sorrow. There's no sickness. There's no more death in this little piece of real estate that I own. And it's being prepared even now as I speak for my ability to enter into that glorious reward that my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has gone away to prepare just for me, and not only for me, but for each and every one of His children who are born into the kingdom of God. That's my eternal home. I live in a temporary house now. Amen. I'm not going to be upset when God calls me home. God has blessed us with several material things. I'm not going to be upset to leave them all behind. Amen. Because when we do, we are letting the world seep into our greater way of thinking rather than God's way of thinking. And Jesus saw that immediately. And He rebuked because Peter, in his flesh, wanted Jesus to stay here. Jesus knew that God, the Spirit of God, had missioned him and commissioned him that he would not only come to this earth, but he would come to this earth to die as a sacrificial lamb, the supreme sacrifice, the only one, in fact, that was able to qualify as a sacrificial lamb of God. Why? Because of his sin? No, because of my sin. Because of society's sin. But thank God that he loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son. And Jesus said, Peter, you nor anybody else can stop the mission that I have here on this earth. Aren't you thankful? Aren't you thankful? Peter meant well. There's a lot of good folks today that mean well. They're just missing the Word of God. They're missing the obedience of God. And it takes something to live for God. Come on, people say it's the greatest thing. It is the greatest thing, but sometimes it's not the easiest. It is for the spirit, but not for the flesh. The flesh is it's such a hindrance to us so many times. You know what? Flesh is of the earth. It's carnal. But that is within us is holy. Amen. We need to feel or feed that is within us. The worldly man thinks differently than God. Pleasing himself rather than pleasing God. Every day a Christian ought to say, Lord, how can I be more pleasing unto you? We ought to say things like this in our prayer. God, if there's anything in my life that is not what you would want it to be, then let me know about it. Purge it. Cleanse me. Create within me a right spirit. That's the mindset of a true Christian. It's difficult to walk in this world. It's different to operate in this world because we're surrounded by worldly people that don't think, act, or even react the way that God's children do. I'm not putting them down. I was there. I've been there. Understand that sometimes you want to put things your will ahead of God's will. I found out that that's not what God wants. And let me just go ahead and say this. If you'll put God first in your life, there'll be plenty of room for everything else. Somebody ought to say amen. It's hard saying, but somebody ought to say amen. Jesus said one must deny himself to follow him. Then he talks about temporal gain. Temporal gain. Some of the wealthiest, most powerful, most influential human beings on this earth still take up a residence 6 feet under, like some of the poorest people on this earth. Leaving behind all that they were able to amass, all that they were able to gain. Facing a judgment seat of an all-righteous God who's not impressed by what you were able to obtain on this earth or how many bank accounts you had or how many houses you had. This week, Trey came up and he said, Papa, you know what? I think I want to get a lake house. I said, your house is right next to the lake. Oh, you know what I mean. I mean like a vacation lake house. You mean instead of your house? He said, no, I want that too. He heard about a lake house. I said, well, brother, you know what? I've been wanting one for a long, long time. I ain't got it yet. I said, I'm kind of leaning toward a mountain retreat right now. I'd love to have one of them. But you know what? All of those things are nice. And if you can afford them, have them, great. That's wonderful. But never worship those things of the world or that are associated with the world. Don't let that take the love that we need to give to God. He deserves all of my love because he gave me all of his love. And anything less is not sufficient. I want to love the Lord, like David said, with all my heart, my mind, my soul, my body, everything that is within me. I want to magnify and love the Lord. But those are temporal gains. How many knows that the gain that we have with spirituality, with salvation, is an eternal gain, never to be taken away from us, to live forever and ever and ever in that glorified state that Jesus Christ has promised us. That is the most important thing that we can amass in our life. 1 John chapter 2, verse 16, I'm sorry, 15 through 17. The writer says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Very frank statement. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. That forever is what I'm living for. That forever is what I'm thankful for. And in order to have that forever, I can make the sacrifice of not letting the worldly things override the spiritual things that God has blessed me with. We're all very blessed. Very, very blessed. Man, there's not a one of us under the sound of my voice that has not been blessed by God. If nothing else, he let you have the breath of life to be able to get up today. Amen. To come to church and to worship him. What a blessing that is. And he's always, I say this with absolute certainty, he has always supplied my needs. Sometimes she's had to change my mind and let me know that the wants I wanted were not my needs. But he has always supplied my needs. And the three things that the writer talks about here is what we see that is very apparent in the world today. And because of this worldly way of thinking, it overrides the mind of God. The Bible says, let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. Jesus was all about the Father's work. From the time he got up in the morning till the time he laid his head at night, it was all about the Lord's work. Everything he did, man, was commissioned by the Father. Amen. Every healing, everything that he taught. But here we find that the writer said, the lust of the flesh. You know, so many times we think about that as something that's lurid and sexual, but that's certainly encompassed in it. But the lust of the flesh, lust is after a lot of things in this world. Not only material things. Lust for power, lust for acceptance, lust for this and lust for that. Seeing something and never satisfied. I want one bigger, I want one better, I want one more expensive. I mean, it happens to all of us. Not only that, the lust of the eyes, the things that we see, desire. Oh, that I could have spiritual eyes to only desire what God would have me to have. And I think God wants every one of us to have as close a walk with Him as we possibly can. Being dependent on Him and not the things of this world. Finally, the pride of life. So many times the Bible talks about prideful and the pride going before a fall and how that we should not be prideful. How should we should be humble and submissive to the will of God. Love not the world. How do you love not the world? Let so much of God's love be in you. And if you can't love your brother whom you have seen, how can you love him whom you have not seen? God wants us to love him, but he also wants us to love one another. Come on, we don't have to love what people are doing, but we sure must love them. I'm thankful that God loved me when I was unlovable. He loved me when I was doing wrong. He didn't love it that I was doing wrong. He just loved me and drew me out of that lifestyle. Thank God for that. Are you thankful for that this morning, that God loved you enough? Finally, in the book of St. John, the introduction to who Jesus is. He was in the beginning. How many believe that? He was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And that Word was made flesh. Amen. Amen. That's Theology 101. Everybody ought to understand. I want to focus our attention on verse number 10. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. That is such a sad scripture. He was in the world that was made by him. Everything that was made by him. The very breath that we're breathing is on loan from him. The body that we have was formed and fashioned by him. Amen. And the world knew him not. That's the reason we can't love the world. It's the world doesn't love the Lord. They don't even recognize him in many instances. That's the reason we can't be like the world. We're godly people. Not because of our goodness and our merit and our moral stature. It's because of the mercy and grace that the Lord has abounded upon us. And he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many Are you thankful? Are you one of those? There used to be a song saying, I'm thankful, I'm one of them. I'm one of them. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. I'm so thankful. So thankful that I belong to Christ. I'm so thankful that I'm not my own. I've been bought. I've been purchased with a price. Price of the blood of Jesus Christ. I never, ever want to forget where I came from either. As well as I never want to forget where I'm going. By the promise of God, I know my way to heaven. Amen. Are you going with me to heaven? Amen. Are you ready to say, Lord, take the world away, but give me Jesus. That's all I need. That's all I need. He's all I need. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask Sister Penny and Sister Lisa if they would come back to the music. Thank you so very much for coming this morning. I know the weather's been very, very cold, and I know that there's rampant sickness everywhere, but you braved it, and thank God that you're here, and I pray that God will bless your efforts. Now, how many knows he will bless efforts? Pray that he will give you good health. I pray that he'll bless you with a wonderful day. But I could not dismiss this service without giving you an opportunity to know Jesus. And I'm not talking about just read about him and know who he is in the Word of God. I'm talking about, do you know him personally? Do you know him intimately? Have you made him Lord and Savior of your life? Would you please stand as you stand? Do ever. Without him, I could do nothing. And without him, I'd surely fail. Without him, I would be drifting, just like a ship that's lost his sail. Sing it with me. Jesus, oh Jesus, do you know him today? Please don't turn him away. Without him, how lost I would be. Please, every head bowed, every eye closed. Please don't leave this place today not knowing where you're going to spend eternity. Jesus came and he made a way for you. Don't let the devil tell you you've been too bad or too evil. You're a prime candidate for what Jesus came and died on the cross for. He's tugging at your heart's door right now. If he's gently trying to lead you to an altar of repentance, please come down. Nobody's going to judge you. Nobody's going to condemn you. But I want to make certain before I dismiss this service that everyone here under the sound of my voice is ready to meet the Lord. Should he come or should he call before this day is over? I'm going to sing this verse one more time. And if you feel that need, please bring it to the altar this morning. Jesus, oh Jesus, do you know him today? Please don't turn him away. Jesus, Jesus, without him, how long I would be. God bless you. I love you with all of my heart.
us. And we know God is our comfort. And we know that He will be with the family tomorrow. Just opportunity, and then one of the that needs to know the Lord will know. There's going to be a great reunion. Praise God. All hearts and minds clear. You know, as we have altar calls and we have prayer requests, and all of you watching online too, you know you're more than... Please, if you have a prayer request or need, just put it in the comments section, and we'll be glad and honored to pray with you. And we appreciate your prayers. Love each and every one of you. Praise God. Come on up. Bring the crew. Come on up, guys. He just said, the faith of a child. Praise God. And that's the same God that we serve. Amen. All righty, again, for all our visitors, again, welcome. Come back. We'd love to have you. If anyone hasn't filled out a visitor card or would like to leave some information, please do before you leave. All hearts and minds clear. Praise God. Let's all come back for service tonight. Have a wonderful, restful afternoon. And we'd love to have you back with us this evening. With this prayer, we'll be dismissed. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, dear Lord, you've just blessed us so much today, dear Lord. Lord, with your word, dear Lord, the strengthening of your Holy Spirit, dear Lord, as you come forth, Lord, we thank you for answering these prayers. Lord, we know how mighty and great you are. Lord, we just want to honor you, praise you, and lift you up, dear Lord, and just thank you. Lord, as we prepare to depart, we ask that you'll bring us back at our appropriate time. Keep us safe, dear Lord. For those that are traveling, those that are sick and shut in, Lord, we ask you to let them just feel your holy presence as we've been praying. And, Lord, for anyone watching online or any prayer requests being put in, Lord, may they all continue just to have their faith in you. And, Lord, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Amen. Have a wonderful afternoon. See y'all this evening. Praise God.